Now, Father God, we thank you, and we thank you again for this privileged time, praise God, to be standing here. Oh God, to this waiting congregation on this occasion. Lord God, we ask you to look on us right now. Look on the bereaved family. Look on this man who have passed from this life. Oh God, we ask you to look on them and give him strength, Lord God. Oh my God, to strengthen these who did remain here. You's able right now to do all things. There is nothing that is too hard for you. We're looking unto thee, Lord God, because you are the Savior and the Keeper. Bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. These and other we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We say praise the Lord to everybody. Amen. Unto the bereaved family, praise God. Amen. We know what you're going through with. Praise God. And the loss of the father. Praise God. Husband. Praise God. I know what you're going through with. But nevertheless, amen. We all going to have to depart from this life sometime or another. Praise God. Whether we want to go or whether we don't want to go. Father Worris and I was talking, praise God. He got something on me. We have been talking, praise God, amen, concerning the time to leave from here. And I said unto him on many occasions, praise God, when time for me to leave, I just want the Lord to just take me out of here. I don't want to be suffering on nobody. I don't want to be on nobody, praise God. Take me out, but Father Word's got something on me. He just took on out of here. Amen. Praise God. He went out here before I did. Praise God. But we want to say unto you that this man was a great man. He came to me a few years back. Praise God. When I had the station back there, he heard me on the radio. We introduced to him our gospel that which we preach. And he did not see it right then and there because he had other things on his mind. And he went the other way. He went all around to all the churches around trying to find the right church. These are the words he said to me. And finally he came back. And I began to open the word of God up to him, praise God. I saw something in this man. He wanted to be somebody. He was hungry and he was looking for something and didn't know exactly what he was looking for. And so is some of you that are sitting here tonight. You're hungry and thirsty for something that you does not know what you're hungry for. He was hungry for the gospel. He had went around to all of the churches trying to find this, what he was hungry for. And he had told me, praise God, he didn't find no one, praise God, that he could be able to trust in someone that was going to watch over his soul. I began to talk to him, praise God, and tell him about the word of God. He got the word of God. He got had the stuff in it. I don't care what y'all say. Now, praise God, you may have something, amen, in your heart or in your mind or against him or something that he did or something that he said, amen. But if you didn't get it straightened out before he depart from here, there is no time for you to get it straightened out. Talking to the Numidia family, praise God, amen. Now what you got to do is to forgive him. Amen. Now, I know that Father Worris, he was very, very sick. He was very sick. But he always was telling me, praise God, that he was sorry that he did not make the choice to come into the earth before he did. He should have came in the church because, praise God, he didn't know that, that the sickness was catching up with him. Sometimes I want to say unto you, to the meeting family and your loved one. Praise God. Sometimes you wait too late in order to do what the Lord tells you to do. And he said, he told me a number of times that he waited too late. He really wanted to, I feel that he really wanted to be something, to be somebody. He wanted to be a minister. I believe, I picked that up. He wanted to be a minister. And him and I, we've been days together, praise God. Amen. I know that he was watching me just like he was watching those other preachers. Mm-hmm. Come on here now. Now, I know that, praise God. He know that he found out this was a strict church. And he couldn't do what he wanted to do over there in Rail Church. Amen. On Rail Church, you can do anything you want to do. But he found out that this was a strict church. He couldn't do what he wanted to do here, praise God, because I wouldn't permit it. Amen. I live what I talk about, what I preach about, I live it. Praise God. Amen. And that's what all preachers are supposed to be doing, is to live what they preach about and what they sing about. Praise God. Amen. So this is a strict church, praise God. So I don't know, do you know about it or not? Did he tell you about it? But I'm telling you, praise God, you know anything going on here, because I ain't going to permit it. Praise God. I don't care if I don't have but one person in this church, and that's me. I'm going to be holy. I mean that. You got to walk a chalk line. Praise God. He found out here you had to walk a chalk line. Praise God. Because there's no playing over on the other side of the fence over here. Because we ain't going for all of that. Praise God. But I opened up to him, praise God, the word of God in the scripture tonight. We're going to talk to you tonight. I believe that you come tonight to want to hear the word of God tonight. In the argument that we have, that we hear every day and hear from different ministers and different churches and different folks on the radio and TV and what have you, the argument was John 3 and 16. Amen. John 3 and 16. The argument that the people have today, and they've been going, this has been going on, amen, for years, praise God, that the people are mixed up on the baptism. Say baptism. Baptist. Amen. Jesus, amen, came to this ruler by night, said unto him, amen, Rabbi. He said unto him, said, Rabbi, I said, how can I be born again? Somebody got that scripture for me? Yes, come on. Now we're going to have church. Mm-hmm. Amen. 3:16. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was, amen, he was somebody. Look at somebody, say he was somebody. Amen. He was somebody, and by him being somebody, he wanted to learn something. He wanted to know something. That sometimes when people get a little more on their wings, sometimes they don't want to know nothing else. But this man wanted to know something. Amen. Come on, let's see what it said. There was a man of the Pharisees, that named Nicodemus. He was the ruler of the Jews. And he came to Jesus by night. And he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher. Now, what are you doing about, praise God, want to know, praise God, of this, how to be born again? Praise God. You see, there are some folks, they're going on telling people, praise God, recite the sinner's prayer, then you're born again. But that's a lie from the pit. Amen. Now, I opened this up to him, and he, Father Words, got it. And when he got it, he really got it, because he tell everybody about that. He got it, praise God. Amen. See, it's time out for foolishness. It's time out for playing church. Amen. Praise God. We're going to believe in the Bible, or else we're not going to believe in it. Are we going to believe in all of it, or we're not going to believe in none of it? So we got to believe, amen, with the word of God, because this is the word that's going to take us from earth to heaven. And you can't go back until you get the word of God in you. You got to get it in you. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, even would dwell in you and I, it will also quicken our mortal body. Praise God. We taught him, praise God, the word of God, praise God, like it is, praise God. And the scripture has said, praise the rabbi, we know that thou art the teacher that are sent from God. That no man can do these things except God being with him. Oh, glory to be God. Amen. And nobody can do these things that you do, the miracles that you perform. Praise God. Nobody can do it but you. Come on, book, talk to me. And Jesus answered and said unto him, surely, surely, I say unto you, you must be, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, all of us in here know, amen, in order to know the language of being born again. Amen. Being born again, that means that you got to be taken out of something and you have to be bought back. Don't let these folks fool you, telling you that, man, you get the preacher in your hand and then give God your heart and then you saved. Amen. You're letting people God send you to hell. That's what they're sending you to. Oh, I feel this thing. I feel it now. I'm going to preach the word, God. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, praise God. I may not be able to get a chance to tell you no more. Praise God. So you got the, you know the language of being born again. Anytime anybody be born again, they got to be carried out and then bought forth again. Now Jesus, amen, he demonstrate this. Said demonstrate. He demonstrated how a man to be born again, praise God, when he came to a Jordan, and he came, praise God, where John, and he told John, amen, it must be of him to baptize him. Amen. Then John, praise God, he said, well, I just can't do it. I'm not worthy to do this. Amen. But Jesus said, it got to be done. Amen. It had been spoken that you baptized me. Amen. And this, amen, for to be, to show others that how it was to be born, be done. Come on here now. Praise God. So John and Jesus went into the pool. Said pool. They went into the pool. They didn't get no handshake. And then they didn't cite no set of prayer. See, folks are looking for an easy way out. Say, easy way out. Yeah, y'all know about that. You know about the easy way out, praise God. And that's what Father Worth was trying to do, too, when he, amen, came and he talked to me, and he was trying to go on somewhere else, an easy way out. But, amen, but he had to turn back this way, praise God, to get the right way, praise God. And he came in here, praise God, he was thirsty for the word of God. He wanted to know, how can a man be born again? Come on, son. How can a man be born again? He wanted to know that. Praise God. And I told him, praise God, you got to do it like the Bible said. Amen. Don't let nobody tell you. Amen. Give your hand and then give God your heart and you save and you're ready to go to heaven. That's a life of the pit because Jesus, amen, he demonstrated how in the world to be done. And then John and Jesus went down into the pool. And when they went down into the pool, praise God, and then John and stand Jesus back up on his feet. And when he stood him up on his feet, and the light shined from heaven, and it shined upon his, this is. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased, in whom I'm satisfied. I mean, he did what I told him to do. And he kept up with the word of God. He did it like the, amen, it was ready to be done. Praise God, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Somebody praise God, God is not well pleased of your baptism. Come on and say yes. But he wants you, praise God, to change. Change your location. Amen. Relocate yourself. I'm going to talk to you tonight. Relocating yourself. My sermon tonight is relocating yourself. Amen. For a new location. Repeat after me. Locating yourself for a new location. Woo. I feel like preaching now. Praise God. So what our Father Werner did, he came to the church and he located himself. Praise God. You know, sometimes when you got to locate yourself, praise God, you got to move from where you were, where you are. Get out from where you accustomed with. Come on here now. Amen. You know, there are some people, they'll tell you, if you got some friends from New York, they'll tell you, say, all right, you try to get them to come out of New York. Say, no, I ain't going out. I ain't going to leave New York. Some folks ain't going to never leave New York. And some folks ain't going to never leave from down south, you know. You tell them kind of get up to come out from down south. They will stay in a house, amen, a house that they can stand on the inside of the house and look out on the outside of the house. And they won't change their location. They won't get out of there. They'll stay right there. Come on here now. Praise God. Amen. But what you got to do, praise God, you got to, amen, relocate yourself. Locate yourself. Look, amen. You don't know you sitting up there, amen, and miserable, amen, broke. Come on here now. You don't have to be broken and disgusted. And y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So some folks, they just broken, they disgusted, and they always in trouble, and something always going on. They always got something they're talking about, and people got, but you got to, amen, your location got to be changed. Relocate yourself. Relocate yourself. Come on out from where you are. Praise God. Amen. Don't need you being miserable. You don't have to be miserable because Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I give you rest from your labor. I give you rest from your misery. I give you rest. But you got to come. Relocate yourself. Relocate yourself. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Some folks, they don't want to be in the holiness church, but Jesus said, be holy for I am holy. And y'all saying you want to go, you want to see Jesus. You can't see him if you ain't holy. Don't even be making a fool out yourself. Why are you going to want to go see somebody, amen, who is holy? Praise God. Talking about you're going to live with him forever, amen, with the person that's holy, and you ain't holy. You, amen. Anytime you hang around anything that is dirty, you're going to get dirty with him. Jesus ain't going to get dirty, and you ain't going to put your dirt on him. You're not going to put your filth on him. You have some filthy garments, and you take them and put them in some clean garment, and then all of it gonna be dirty. And Jesus ain't gonna, and they're not gonna go. So you gonna see Jesus, then you got to relocate yourself. Come on out from among them, he said, and be separated, says the Lord. Come on out from among them. Amen. Don't stay with the folk, face God, like to go to the juke. Get some new friends. Hanging around folks want to suck cigarettes. Come on here now. Come on here now.